36. Chazal give us a suggest, a advice. How could we pass the din? Kol ma'avir al midoisov, ma'avirin loy al kol peshaov. Shenemar noisei ovoin ve'oiver al pesha, lemi noisei ovoin, lemi she'oiver al pesha. If someone is ma'avir al midoisov, what's ma'avir al midoisov? So Rashi explains that he has a feeling, he has an emotion. He's angry on someone, he's nervous, he feels bad, he wants to take revenge. Someone did something really bad, and now he deserves I should take revenge and punish him for what he did. Okay? I shouldn't do with him chesed now because the way he acted to me. And he's ma'avir al midoisov. He goes on like nothing happened. Maniach midoisov. He leaves his midas. He leaves his emotions, his feelings in the side, and he continues going. Like, what I feel that I need to do now, I'm very angry, I'm very sad, and I feel I must take revenge. I need to go punish him, I need to do what the very bad and evil things, because now that's the justice, and I must do it. And he gives up, and he goes on like nothing happened. What happens then? Ma'avir al midoisov, ma'avirin loy al kol peshaov. Midas Adin, says Rashi. Midas Adin, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu created in the world, this midah of Din that demands justice and demands that it's supposed to be over a Din. And Manachas Peshaov leaves Kol Peshaov, all the Averas, not only Chatoim Beshoigeg, not only Avoinois Bemezid, and even Peshaim Leachis, Rachman Alitzan, the worst of the worst, Manachas Peshaov Vehoilechas Lo, and continues going. It's a Moiredike Eitze that Chazal HaKadoshim give us, that even if someone has a gigantic amount of Averas, he could go on and like nothing happened. Ma'avirin lo al-kol peshav. Achav Dessler speaks about it a lot in Michtov Meilio, that comes from the Midas HaChesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Midas HaKesser, a very high level from Kedusha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with us in this anhage of Ma'avir al-midoisov, Ma'avirin lo al-kol peshav. It's important to see that when we're speaking about someone that's Ma'avir al-midoisov, it's not someone that's a tzaddik. Right? If he was a tzaddik, so he doesn't need to be ma'avir al midoisov. He feels he wants to do chesed. Okay, so go on, go do chesed. If he feels that he wants to learn Torah, okay, so learn Torah. If he feels he wants to daven, that's his feelings. If that's his feelings, so what's the problem? Only we're speaking of someone that his feelings are not good feelings, they're very bad feelings, right? He wants his emotions are not correct. It's not built and metukon like it's supposed to be. It's not a oizgihareveter, like they call it in Yiddish, yeah? It's not someone that worked out himself and now he's a holy person, he's a holy yid. He's a Rachman al Itzlan, yeah? He feels bad and he acts bad. And now he has a bad feeling and he lets go. He continues going on and not acting with what he feels, only he goes on, he's ma'avir al midoisov, meniach ve'oilech loy. Even if that's the situation, ma'avir loy kol peshav, the idea what we see over is called hirhur tshuva. Hirhur tshuva is not yet doing tshuva b'shleimus and with charote and vidui and kabbalah le'osid and laziv asachet. It's aziv asachet, one part of aziv asachet, but it's a very low level of tshuva. That's why it's called only hirhur tshuva. It's like a fourth of tshuva. There's no hirhur tshuva without doing something, not even doing something, maybe stopping from doing something, doing a bad thing. And he stopped and he's not doing that bad thing. That's hirhur tshuva. And in that hirhur tshuva, there is the old darga from tshuva, the Priya Aret speaks about it, that in that hirhur tshuva, it's like a dot of tint, ink, that you put on a paper, and then you start in a klaf, yeah, basically, when you write the Sefer Torah. And from that ink, you start pulling out like a small line, and it becomes into a letter, an ois, and that ois gets the tagim, and the tagim have the nekudois, yeah, and then the taimim, and that's the highest connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from tainug and oineg and simcha, shel mitzvah. You see this tzaddik, that's today so holy and so ruchnius, and he sees the whole world in such a holy way. He's a ben ha'olam haba, he belongs there, he lives over here between us and the world, but he's an angel, a malach, that's going on this swerve and stepping over between us, but he's mamash a malach. How do you come to that madrega? Everything. The old great darga of the tzaddik, the old great darga of a malach living over here on earth, is in that dot of ink, in that hirul tshuva. When someone feels he wants to do bad things and wrong things, and he's maniach midoisav, he leaves it in the side, his emotions, he continues going, and what he knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants he should do. Letting HaKadosh Baruch Hu to rule upon me, deciding and accepting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is king, that's Ha'irut Tshuva, and that's Ma'avir al midoisav. I feel one thing, I want one thing, but I'm doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. And then, in that minute, Ma'avir le'akol tshuv is the highest level of tzaddik. Okay, there's still a work of it to take out from this small dot of ink, a letter, and with the timing, with everything, it's a big, gigantic work. It needs to, this small seed needs to grow and to come out from it a tree with fruit, with branches, with everything needs to come out. There's still a big job, a big work to do. But the base, what everything, what you will later come in the Madregas of Tshuva, it's in that ink. And that minute, and that decision to decide, this choice, I'm following Hashem Yisbarach and not my own emotions and my own feelings. That's Yirut Tshuva, and that's the Ma'avir al Midoisav. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us. We should do this decision and continue growing till it should become a gigantic tree of to be really a Ben HaOlam Haba.